Midland and Penetanguishene have changed how they operate in light of new public health measures. Starting today, masks are no longer mandatory for those using the Penetanguishene Memorial Community Center or the North Simcoe Sports and Recreation Center. These changes follow the recent move to stop asking for proof of vaccination while also lifting capacity limits at each venue. In Penetanguishene, the new guidelines also lift the need for masks when entering the Penetanguishene Centennial Museum and Archives and Public Library. In Midland, masks are no longer required at the town's public library, although mask use and social distancing are still encouraged. As well, the library had earlier started taking reservations for single-use study rooms and booking for its meeting rooms. And at both municipal offices, masks are no longer mandatory for staff or visitors. We ask that everyone be kind to one another, respect each other's choices, of which should not be questioned or commented on, Penetanguishene officials noted in a release. Residents continue to be encouraged to use online options for service where possible. A full staff directory can be found here. In Midland, meanwhile, the town continues to encourage be kind masking, where everyone's right to choose is respected. We will continue to make masks available for anyone to use. The Midland Municipal Office continues to remain open Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., with a one-hour closure from 1 to 2 p.m. daily for cleaning. Some walk-in services are available, and some services require an appointment. For a full list, click here. The ending of mask mandates doesn't affect Mid-Penn Transit, however, with riders expected to keep sporting masks, unless they provide proof of a medical exemption. As well, drivers will continue to wear masks.